540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has now surrendered to authorities in Atlanta on elections-related charges. And later today, Trump is set to do the same. His supporters already rallying outside the Fulton County Jail.
It's backfiring, because the more they do another indictment, what's happening is we just see how foolish it is.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Fulton County prosecutor has already sent the message that she is applying Southern hometown justice to all of these defendants, which is very different from Southern hospitality. The president will be booked and processed. No special allowances are being made for him, unlike the other three criminal indictments.
More indications today that the head of a Russian mercenary group was killed in a plane crash yesterday. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Russian President Vladimir Putin sent his condolences to the family of Yevgeny Prigozhin. He achieved results, Putin said, but also made serious mistakes. Prigozhin staged a mutiny on Moscow in June and was granted amnesty afterwards, but it was seen as the most serious threat to Putin's power yet. And Prigozhin supporters insist he was assassinated, that the plane was either shot down or had a bomb on board.
In California, at least three people were killed at a bar in Orange County. CBS's Carter Evans is in Trabuco Canyon.
And we heard gunshots just randomly start going off. And then a few minutes later, we heard it kind of increasing. We were kind of scared, and we kind of ran back inside.
Jonathan Ziv lives nearby and heard gunfire. He says the historic bar is a beloved spot for bikers and families.
The shooter died shortly after police arrived there. He was a former cop targeting his estranged wife. New school year, new illnesses going around now in Kentucky.
We've seen an uptick of just absenteeism, but they were saying COVID, and they were also putting strep in there and a virus that had been going around here, a stomach virus.
That's Pete Shepard with the Mogafin County Health Department. He says the county's handing out home tests to rule out COVID. The FDA is making changes to add more flavor to your favorite canned fish. Here's reporter Alexander Tin.
The changes include revisions to allow virtually any safe flavor to be added to canned tuna instead of only the current list of allowed ingredients, which is limited to only a handful of options like lemon juice and garlic.
Some popular fast fashion companies are teaming up. CBS's Christopher Cruz has those details.
Shein is buying about a third of the company that operates Forever 21, and that company will own a minority stake in Shein. Shein has been targeted by environmental activists because its fast fashion model means many clothes go unsold and end up in landfills.
The company's also been accused of stealing designs and violating labor laws in China. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The free rides will continue on the hop. City of Milwaukee officials are not considering implementing fares for the streetcar system, as past attempts in other municipalities didn't boost revenue. It would also require additional operational costs. The current funding sources for the hop include state and federal transit grants, advertising revenue, and contributions from the city's transportation fund. Milwaukee's downtown streetcar system is up on ridership, with increased numbers due to Harley-Davidson's anniversary and Summerfest. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a decline in profits and sales for the second quarter. The retailer says it's due to cautious consumer spending in a challenging economy. The results did exceed Wall Street predictions due to cost-cutting measures and inventory adjustments. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Did you know every 10 years, based on the latest census population information, state officials redraw voting district boundaries? Sounds fair until redistricting becomes gerrymandering. It's described as manipulating the boundaries to favor one party or class. Those at the Nonpartisan Brennan Center call gerrymandering as old as the United States, but also say regardless of the party responsible, it isn't fair to the voters. Still, Congress voted not to pass reform legislation last year. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
A new head coach.
We got one objective, one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday, September 2nd. It's the Badgers and Buffalo Bulls in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, Racine, and 98.1 FM.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and it was made in Milwaukee last night. History is made every second of every day, whether you're asleep or awake, and it was made in Milwaukee, and what was discussed in Milwaukee will be commented on by historians long into the future. I'm going to tell you my take on it. If you have a different take, which you may, let me know. But here's the deal. Eight candidates, DeSantis, Pence, Christie, Asa Hutchinson, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, Doug Burgum. Let me tell you, I watched it. I watched the whole thing. It was painful to watch. There's not one of those people that I think any rational person would support over Joe Biden. And, you know, the other thing is, what is the alternative? The alternative is Donald Trump, who will be reporting about 7 p.m. their time, 6 p.m. our time, in a jail in Atlanta, Georgia, on his fourth felony prosecution. To be arrested, it is an arrest, mugshotted, fingerprinted, and we were released on bail, $200,000 in bail. This is the alternative to DeSantis, Pence, Christie, Asa Hutchinson, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tim Scott, and Doug Burgum. None of them any good. But here are a couple of comments I have got to unburden myself of. The moderators totally lost control of that debate. Now, this is 2 hours, two painful hours. And these moderators seem, you know, we know them from Fox, and they are the less insane of Fox. They are the less emotionally disturbed of Fox. Bear, in particular, you know, isn't a bad guy. McCallum, she wasn't bad either. They did not control it. They did not control it. First of all, everybody went over. If they were told they had 45 seconds or a minute, they went way over. Secondly, right in the middle of somebody else's speaking, somebody would shout out an insult or something. Then they had a rule that if you were mentioned in somebody else's statement, you got 30 seconds. Well, it'd be very easy to be mentioned in somebody else's statement because you yell at him and he yells back at you. As a result, I think Vivek Ramaswamy and Chris Christie in particular got undue attention and simply because they would shout things out. Now, a couple of, before I talk about my impression of who did what, the moderators lost control. Let me give you a little hint, little tip that the Democrats do. Instead of having a funny little bell that goes ding, ding, and then they're supposed to be good boys and girls and said, no, they're not going to be. They're following what Trump did in 2016, which is shout out insults in the middle of it. What you do is you have a control that cuts off the microphone. And so you have 45 seconds and then, all right, ding, ding. And 5 seconds later, and maybe right at 45, right in the middle of a sentence, cut off the microphone. Guy starts yelling something out to somebody else. Cut out the microphone. Cut out the microphone. One good thing that happened. Don Jr. was thrown out of the spin room, which I think is terrific. Spin room is called, is where the media gather, not the moderators, but the media in general, local, national TV stations, papers, and then the campaigns each send in a representative, frequently the candidate himself, to spin it, saying, I won. All of eight of them will go, I won. Don Jr. wanted to be in there, but the rule is that if you're not on the stage, you can't have your flack in there. They threw him out. It's like a bouncer at a bar. You know, you throw him out, and he shouts, I've been thrown out of better places than this, as he's thrown out on the sidewalk. That's really what happened to the guy. Very low class operation. Here's my impression. The first thing in a debate, when you're running for president, even in the primary, you've got to look presidential. You've got to look like you have some gravitas. You got to look like a president. In other words, you're going to be tough and fair and all that. But you're not going to be like a kid in a high school debate. You're not going to be like a leaper and screamer in class who goes, ooh, ooh, call on me, ooh, ooh, ooh. Teacher goes, how do you spell anti-disestablishmentarianism? Ooh, ooh, teach, call on me. That's the way some of these people were. That's not the way Abraham Lincoln was. It's not the way Franklin Roosevelt was. Not the way George Washington was. Not the way Eisenhower was. Ooh, ooh, me. So here's how it goes. DeSantis is not going to be their nominee. DeSantis was very sad and pathetic. When it came to Ukraine, he goes, you know, he tried to double down on his stupidity before and say, well, you know, we need that money for the border, that kind of thing. He lost tremendous momentum when he said that before. He lost a lot of his major supporters because he was mimicking Trump, who's on the take from Putin, who's been paid by Putin. DeSantis has not been paid by Putin, but he was foolish enough to go along. And when it came time, one of the questions, these are these hand-raising questions. Now, what I would do, if they go, everybody raise your hand, if whatever, I'd say, hold on. This isn't kindergarten. I'm not raising my hand one way or the other. You want to talk to me about it? Fine. But there'd be no hands. Well, they all were like kids in school. One of the questions was, would you pardon Trump if he's convicted? Ramaswamy, a little shyster, little Weisenheimer, goes, ooh, 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 and sticks his hand up immediately. DeSantis peeks around to see how many hands are going up, and then he half-heartedly raises his hand about 6 inches and puts it down. The guy's weak. Not going to be president. Pence, not going to be president because he is so weirdly conservative. He started out with one of his presentations, sort of quoting from the Bible, I mean, fairly extensively. you can say, you know, the scripture tells us, but, you know, I don't want to hear, you know, the whole nine yards here. But I will say that Pence did a couple of things that impressed me, not enough ever to vote for him. Don't agree with him on the issues. But when it came to Ukraine, he was flat out great. You know, Russia is committed. He didn't say genocide, but they've been torturing and murdering people. And we got to stop them. We're going to stop them there. And for those of you on the stage who think that we don't have enough to do that and take care of domestic policy, you're wrong. And you got the sense that the guy wasn't a traitor and a Russian nut like Trump. Christie, you looked at Christie, except he'll never be president because of Bridgegate. Christie was a guy who's a fairly moderate, you know, big state Republican governor. And he really left the impression that he would stand up to Putin and that our foreign policy would be in good hands with him. The problem for him is that when he ran for re-election as governor, he demanded that the Democratic mayor of a small city near New York, near the bridge, endorse him. The guy wouldn't do it. Christie shut down the bridges. 90-year-old lady in an ambulance on the way to a hospital in New York died. They flat out died. Some of his flack said, well, she was old. She would have died anyway. Then he fingered two of his aides. His aides were convicted and actually were sentenced to prison. He claimed he didn't know anything about it. I don't believe it. And then their convictions were reversed. But Christie, just on what he said, was like Pence, more of an adult on Ukraine. Asa Hutchinson's a nice guy, kind of an Elmer Fudd type of guy. And there he is. Nobody knows him at 1%, too conservative. Nikki Haley actually had some interesting things to say. Basically said the Republicans are really to blame for a lot of spending because Trump added almost $8 trillion to the national debt. And she was sort of moderate on abortion, but she doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, this is a guy, right-wing guy, pro-Trump. This is the truther who said he doesn't trust the government on 9/11. How many federal agents were on those planes being sued for securities violation by his head of sales for having unregistered employees make sales pitches, which is a violation of the law, and giving promises on returns a violation of the law. He came out right-wing. Nothing in the interest of the United States, kept attacking the United States and how bad it is and how bad we are. His positions are identical to Narendra Modi's. Now, who knows who Narendra Modi is? Certainly very few people in the base. He's the Prime Minister of India. So he hates China, but not because we look on it as an adversary, because the Indians and the Chinese hate each other. They have a border where they regularly kill each other. And Narendra Modi is pro-Russian. This guy is pro-Russian. Who is this guy? Oisenheimer. A shyster. You know, why is he even there? A lot of Republicans go, oh, he's great. No, he was a little wise guy, kept yelling at people and cutting in. Tim Scott was a nice guy. Slow, very slow as molasses, this guy. You know, going nowhere. Doug Burgum, the best thing he did is survive his pickup basketball game and limp into the debate. Guy standing there. Guy keeps going, I was born in a town of 300. Okay, yeah, well, so what? And he's the kind of guy, if you were in the town of 300, he'd be a nice neighbor, good guy, but very, very low-key, hardly said anything. He goes, well, you know, I believe in local control, and I believe in this and that. Republican stuff from 50 years ago. He's going nowhere, trying to get a little name recognition. So if I had to say who are the two who came out of it, where you'd think, say, at least in foreign policy, these people aren't going to betray us, which is a big question of any Republican, Chris Christie and Mike Pence. But neither of them in the focus groups afterwards of Iowa delegates even got one vote. So who knows? They're left with a felon. They're left with a criminal Trump. Criminal Trump, slave of Putin. And this is what we got. It's extremely sad. It's ridiculous. And this is used to be the center-right party. It's not the center-right party. This is a cult party of Trump. But oddly, I don't think that Trump resonated in this thing. All the pundits say, oh, he resonated. No, he didn't resonate at all. Not mentioned very much. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Cloudy tonight with a low of 65. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 80. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 88 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go to the lines, I want to thank one of our listeners. And I like this kind of a response. We got an email from Norman. Norman is one of our listeners. And he said, he corrected me on something. He's absolutely right. The other day, I said that I quoted a poem, initially Ozymandias by Shelley. It was a great poem. But then I started to talk about the poem that mentions Xanadu, Kubla Khan. That's not by Shelley. I said it was. It's by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Norman wrote in and said, somebody tell Matt Flynn that Kubla Khan, mentioning Xanadu, was written by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Norman, thank you very much. I love my listeners. Let me tell you something. The callers to this show are my co-hosts. Callers to this show are my interviewees. The callers in the aggregate have more wisdom than any host. And the things you bring up and the corrections are terrific. I appreciate it very much. Of course, I was referring to what Donald Trump said about Fannie Willis, yelling at her for imposing a $200,000 bail for him. She is terrific, by the way. She is absolutely terrific. The gutsiest prosecutor in the country. He goes, hey, what? I'd fly far away, perhaps to Russia, share a golden domed suite with Vladimir. That's just a weird thing to say. It's just a weird thing to say to a Hitlerian figure like Vladimir Putin. So I mentioned the Kubla Khan poem, which is by Coleridge. From Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree. The same words that this guy is talking about, and then a golden dome with Vladimir. Terrible. Cassandra Middleton, my friend, thank you for calling. Cassandra, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I did watch the Republican debate, and Vivek Ramaswamy, oh, he was just so annoying throughout the entire debate. I just felt so just irritating. You know, he reminded me of a little chihuahua. One of those little small dogs that barks and nips at your feet all the time. I just had enough of him. You know, but my general impression of the Republicans, people such as Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, I believe they would have been viable maybe a presidential election ago. They should have ran before Trump. Now the party, their party has changed so much, they can't get enough votes to win the primary. Right. And And if Christie had ran in, I believe it was 2012, Obama's second term, he would have really given Obama a run for his money. I believe he had been elected then. That was his time to run, and he didn't do it. And, running for the presidency, it's not only just your platform, your charisma, personality, but it's also timing. And so I think Nikki Haley and Chris Christie, sadly, they missed their time to run when they should have. And I just want to get your thoughts on the matter. I'll listen off here.
Cassandra, thank you very much. That is a profound insight, and let me build on that. I watched that thing for 2 hours. By the way, a little side note, one of the sad things is I had an elderly gentleman who's a friend of mine, he's 86, email me in the middle of it, and I didn't see his email till after, and we also got a phone call. Wait a minute, what is it on? I've been going to ABC, NBC, CBS, can't find it. And I had to tell them that it's in Fox only, because the Republicans limited it to Fox. In the general election, with the general election candidates, you'll see both of them. Not both of them, but you'll see them on all channels. But this one was only Fox. So some people actually missed it. I think the Republican Party is very foolish to limit it to one network, but there you got it. But to Cassandra is right on the money. In looking at it, the most moderate candidates up there were Chris Christie and Nikki Haley. There's no question about it. And from their responses, and they both seem to be honest, the problem is twofold. One is Chris Christie has Bridgegate, and it wasn't raised last night, but it would be raised later. And because he takes on Trump. And Nikki Haley sort of took him on too, saying basically that he can't be elected. The rabble in their base are not going to like that. That's number one. Number two, I think the insight about timing is profound. There's a time in the affairs of men and women, and either you make it or you don't. I don't know that Chris Christie would have beaten Obama in 2012. I mean, I support Obama, and I would have supported Obama. But he would have been a stronger candidate than Mitt Romney, and Nikki Haley the same thing. By running in 2020 now, with Trump kind of covering the landscape, and Trump, the felon that he is, and kind of a smooth talker, both Haley and Christie are in single digits. Now, they're in higher single digits. I think Christie is up around 8%, and Haley is like 5%. They're not down at 1%. But both of those pale in comparison to the 40% plus that Trump is getting. And there's a question in my mind, a very, very deep question in my mind, whether given his name recognition, they could ever surmount it. If he is convicted, if there's a speedy trial, we're going to talk about that in the next segment, then it's Katie bar the door. I don't think DeSantis is going anywhere. But Cassandra, thanks for the call. I agree with you, and I very much agree with you on Christie. And then Haley, Pence is way too conservative. You need an adult in there who's going to do the right thing on foreign policy, among other things, and stand by our military. We're going to a break. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. I'll get to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's expected to go through an unprecedented process when he surrenders today in Georgia. CBS's Christian Benavides.
He is expected to be treated like any other defendant during the booking process, which could include the first ever mugshot of a former U.S. president.
Trump's facing 2020 elections charges. Three people were killed last night at a biker bar in Southern California. KCBS-TV's Cara Frindstrom is there.
Patrons at Cook's Corner Bar and Restaurant were enjoying all-you-can-eat spaghetti night and live music when gunshots rang out Wednesday evening. Witnesses say the shooting started in the picnic area.
The shooter had been targeting his estranged wife. And still no confirmation on whether Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash yesterday. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
He was often at odds with Russia's military chiefs, and many believe this was an assassination. Prigozhin supporters say the plane was downed by either a missile or a bomb on board.
CBS News Brief.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The need for cooling centers should be less as the day goes on. The excessive heat warning will expire early tonight with temperatures in the 70s heading our way. We Energies has generally been able to keep the power on locally with brief widespread outages yesterday in Waukesha and Kenosha counties. The power company does say that stress on the system wasn't the reason. Milwaukee Public Schools are expected to resume tomorrow after being off again today. There is a chance of rain relief tomorrow night. The Waukesha Christmas Parade Memorial at Greedy Park will feature a wall adorned with personalized clay tiles. Community members will have the opportunity to craft the tiles at public gatherings in the fall. To save a space, a minimum contribution of $25 towards the memorial fund is necessary. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. You're first. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for the great show, as usual. And I personally got sick to my stomach watching the display of the best that big money has to offer to our country. And I'll tell you, it brings back post-traumatic stress disorder of all of the things in witnessing, and believe you me, I was witnessing live all the things that Trump reaped upon the American people, even if they were watching Fox and were totally oblivious to what was going on. It made me even more thankful for Joe Biden, a man of honor, integrity, conscience, love of humanity in our country. And every day I am thankful for this man. He did not have to run for the presidency, but based on his love of our country and fear of what was going on,
right,
the degradation, the hatred, the violence, and the things that Trump brought with him. And every day, I pray to keep him safe and healthy and to people to vote for him again because of with his experience and his true purpose for our country. You can't fake that. So anyway, thank you so much, Matt. You take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. Wonderful call. Listen, I want to build quickly before we go to the next caller on what Gene just said. And all of these clowns get up there and they go, Biden's no good on economics. Bidenomics is no good. Are you kidding me? The lowest unemployment since 1969. Inflation coming down quicker every month. The quickest in the entire developed and undeveloped world. Stock market doing fine. I mean, what they do is they'll say, oh, well, these electric rates or this thing is up somewhat. Okay. He's bringing it down. He didn't start inflation. That was worldwide. Combination of a couple of three things, really. Combination of number one, the pandemic and the shutdown. Number two, foreign crises like Ukraine. But number three, Nikki Haley nailed it. She said the Republicans are largely to blame for unnecessary spending. Trump added $8 trillion to our national debt. And these guys are crying what? That they're somehow frugal? Give me a break. We are very lucky to have Joe Biden, that he reinforced NATO, stood up to the Ruskies. We put up about 3% of our budget, our defense budget, and the Ukrainians killed or wounded over 250 or 3,000, 300,000 Ruskies, many of them just let out of prison or mental institutions. They're not drafting in the urban areas. They draft in rural areas, and they pluck people out of prisons. They torture, they rape. We don't want our troops having to be over there. We are very lucky and fortunate for the Ukrainians and for Zelensky, who, frankly, is one of the best leaders so far in this century. So thank God for Joe Biden. Donald Trump's on the take, takes money from the Ruskies. We're going back to the lines. Next up was Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Dick. What's in your mind today?
And job creation off the charts for how many months in a row? But I totally agree with you, Matt, on Nikki Haley and Chris Christie. I wouldn't want either one of them as president. I could live with them. But Nikki Haley, I don't quite understand last night. She went down a litany of things on foreign policy. I couldn't agree with her more. She's not going to just cut and run and leave the Ukrainian thing. She mentioned that if you do that, that sends a signal to China that maybe we'll get interventionist ideas with Taiwan. But all that said, and then at the end of it, when you ask the question, and you know where I'm going, but yes, I'd support him if he was the nominee. I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good point. And when it said support him, you know, all eight of them signed a pledge saying that they would support the eventual nominee or they couldn't get on the stage. All eight of them. Trump said he wouldn't sign the pledge. He would only support himself. And he claims, oh, I was going to be arrested the next day. I'm not going to be there. He got out of there because he didn't want to be attacked and because he was about to be arrested. That's why he wasn't there. But I agree with you. So then when they tried to get people to explain it, and Chris Christie's another one, he had to sign that pledge. And Asa Hutchinson said something like this, that, well, you know, if the guy's criminally convicted, I'm not going to vote for him and all that. Well, then you're not going to vote for the eventual nominee if he's criminally convicted. I think all of them, when they signed the pledge, had their fingers crossed behind their back. They're not going to absolutely endorse anybody. They signed a pledge to get on the stage, and these moderators who couldn't even control the stage. And I think Gina Beauclair was right saying that this Ramaswamy is like maybe it was Cassandra said this, an annoying little chihuahua is what he was. This is a joke. Eight clowns. It was a clown car. So when we say that Chris Christie and Nikki Haley would be, you know, among a very bad crowd, the two who are the least bad. Well, that's one way of saying it, but I don't trust them. They all said that they would support Trump in writing, in a pledge, even if they renege on it, which I assume they will. Christie's the guy who fingered two of his aides who was sentenced to prison for shutting down the bridge. You know, I mean, Trump stabs everybody. You know how many lawyers and accountants that have gone to jail or been indicted? All because they work for Trump. This is the kind of people they are. They're bad. They're very bad. That party has lost its moorings. It really has. We need a center-right party. This one took the name Republican and just applied it to a cult of personality. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, first I have to apologize. I got a little hyperbolic in the last hour thinking I could take on any of these guys with just a copy of the Constitution and the Federalist Papers at hand. But, I mean, as other callers have pointed out, that none of these guys were willing to just outright condemn Donald Trump for his violations of the Constitution. I mean, and there's just two of them that, you know, that... had to do with the peaceful transfer of power. One is the fake electors scandal, which was, formulated prior to the election itself, or at least within days of the election itself. And then the Section 3, where it talks about insurrection against the our government, insurrection or rebellion. And it does not say the. It says the lack of the word the means it could be applied to any insurrection or rebellion against the United States. And for their unwillingness to just... Oh, no, just come out and say they're cowardice in not coming out and say and informing the electorate, including their supporters, that this is what the Constitution says. And they're just unwilling to do that because it is just I don't know if it's cowardice or what it is, but their unwillingness to actually just come out and say that Donald Trump betrayed his oath to the Constitution, which says preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't include a lot of the hyperbole that they have. Well, you got to protect the borders. You got to do this and that. It assumes that because you're supposed to be upholding the law. But when you violate the Constitution itself, the principles behind the Constitution itself, you have no business being in public office.
Right. That's a good. That's a very, very good point. In other words, none of them got up there and said, look, I'm a Republican. In that case, that's what they would say. But what Donald Trump did is to violate the Constitution. These fake electors, that was wrong. They deserve to be prosecuted. We can't have that. We have to have the peaceful transfer of power. Nobody came up and said that. It was one of them, either Asa Hutchinson or maybe it was Christie, who said something along the lines of that Trump said that we should suspend the Constitution in the past, and we can't have that. And that was very, very good. But the average viewer watching that did not hear anybody say, I'm going to take the Republican Party back to be a responsible center-right party. We believe in the peaceful transfer of power. The fake electors was a criminal scheme, and these people deserve to be held accountable and to be prosecuted as they are. Nobody said it that way, and you're absolutely right, and thank you. I want to talk quickly about Atlanta, Fannie Willis, Fannie Willis and Zelensky are two of the toughest, best people in positions of authority I know. Here's what's going on down there. A federal judge denied Mark Meadows and Jeffrey Clark their request for a temporary restraining order to prevent Fannie Willis from bringing them into the jail and booking them. They both brought motions to remove the case to federal court. They're both frivolous, and the judge has taken that under advisement. He'll issue a decision shortly. But he said, in the meantime, you have no right not to be arrested. So Meadows was brought in. He was arrested and booked. Jeffrey Clark's lawyer now has negotiated a $100,000 bond, and he's liable to be going in on today or Friday because they have till tomorrow. Do you remember Trevian Kuti, K-U-T-T-I? She's the publicist for Ye, who's the rapper who's also very anti-Semitic. She got $75,000 in bond. Why she? Because she's the one at Trump's behest, because Ye is supporting Trump, met with Ruby Freeman and Shane Moss and urged them to lie. And Ruby Freeman and Shane Moss were frightened of her, and they demanded to have the meeting in a police station, and they did. And she leaned on him and threatened him. that something bad could happen to him. It was extortion. Both of them stood tall. They are wonderful people. Fannie Willis has asked for an October 23rd trial day. In other words, 2 months from now, speedy trial. You know what the Republican response is? Jim Jordan, Gymnasium Jim J.Y.M. Jordan, who knew that a team doctor was sexually abusing athletes, called up one of the wrestlers, said, please don't, he was running for Congress, please don't tell anybody that I knew and that I didn't do anything. This guy is disgusting, this guy. He really is. Jim Jordan now launched an investigation of Fannie Willis to see, quote, whether she coordinated with Jack Smith. Hey, wait a minute. First of all, I hope that she did coordinate with Jack Smith. That is permitted. That is lawful. This guy going after, headhunting after prosecutors is disgusting. We've talked about Donald Trump. He's surrendering today. Roughly, he left Bedminster about an hour ago. He's roughly going to surrender at 6 p.m. Eastern. Strike that, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. our time. $200,000 bond. Kenneth Cheesebro, the lawyer who is one of the architects of the Green Bay sweep, along with John Eastman about the whole deal. He has broken from Trump. He's demanded a speedy trial under the Speedy Trial Act. Under Georgia law, if he doesn't get it, he gets acquitted. That puts a lot of pressure on Trump. We're going quick to the lines. Eileen of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Eileen?
Hi. Thank you for this. I did not watch the debate last night. I thought it would not actually be a debate. But in future debates, and I've always thought this before any debate, there should be a show of hands of all the participants. Question, have you read the Constitution? And it seems to me it's a very valuable source of information. So I just thought I'd bring that up for conversation. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, that'd be great. I love that. I love that question. Very, very good question. You know, some of these guys, one of the great things in a debate, somebody will say, I oppose this bill. And, you know, it's a 900-page bill. Turn to the guy and say, have you read the bill? And, of course, they never have read the bill. But I think yours is a more profound question. Have they read the Constitution? And the answer is no, they haven't read the Constitution. So there's a lot going on down in Georgia. We're going to get to another segment here. And I'll get into it a little bit here and then more right after the break. And that is this. And this is a bouquet to Josh Call. I applaud what he just did. He just gave an opinion that the state Senate in Wisconsin has no say on whether Megan Wolf should stay as the administrator. Thank God. It's a very, very good point. He says, not even a close question. They can't confirm or deny her, because the Wisconsin Election Commission has not set the issue up, because 3-0, they approved of the three Republicans. It takes 4 votes. I'm going to explain that more. It sounds confusing. A lot more after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Overcast tonight with lows around 65. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 88 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Directs. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to what Josh Call has just done, which is terrific, and I want to set it up. Megan Wolf, the administrator, is a terrific administrator of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Wisconsin Election Commission, by statute, has six people, three Republicans, three Democrats. The three Democrats are all Trumpers. They're bad news. They're sort of Gableman types. That's what they are. Most votes would go 3-3, and there'd be an impasse. Megan Wolf's term initially ended June 30. She is a wonderful administrator. She's honest. She's not partisan. Clerk calls her for information. She gives information. The Republicans, the gerrymandered trolls in the Republican caucus in the legislature, want to replace her with a Gableman sort. Would it be Gableman himself? I don't know, but it'll be somebody like that. They want to do it for one reason, so that he gives advice to clerks in Milwaukee County and Dane County, maybe even Brown County, saying that, no, you can't have students vote from their dormitory address. They have to go home to Ladysmith for a day, or to Hayward for a day, or to Gaze Mills for a day, or to La Crosse for a day. Or Racine, and you know they're not going to do that, and therefore he will cut the Democratic margin by about 4%, and that will be enough to tip it to Republicans. That's all that's going on. Megan Wolf isn't going to say that. Megan Wolf says, hey, they have a right to vote from the address where they live, and yes, they can bring these kinds of IDs. That is what is going on. It's as simple as that. When her term was up, the Republicans on there, three Trumpy trolls on the Wisconsin Election Commission, they all go, oh, we like her. Let's all propose that she be reappointed. And you Democrats, you like her too. So six of us. And then it goes to the legislature to approve it. Not all trappers wear fur hats. Not all trappers wear fur hats. And the fact is, if that happens, then LeMayu says, oh, well, you know, yeah, we're taking that into account, but on balance, no, we are going to throw her out and put her in Gableman. So the Democrats, you have to understand the magnificence of the Democrats who are in there in the face of gerrymandering, how they are protecting us. And I know these people on there, and they're great. And they go, no, we're not going to vote. We're going to abstain. So you have three Republican votes saying, yeah, let's refer Megan Wolf to the Senate, who will stab her. The law, unfortunately for them, which they passed, said it takes four votes of the six to confirm her or to propose her. Three votes don't do it. It's as if all six of them went to Antarctica and they all abstained. When that happens, there's nothing for the state Senate to confirm or deny, or to confirm or reject. And the law under the Fred, remember Dentist Fred, Fred Pren, who stayed in for 18 months after his term so he could put more cancer in our water? Remember that? Dentist Fred. Why are my teeth glowing in the dark, Dentist Fred? Is it because I ate fish from Marathon County, your home county? It doesn't have the Marathon County. It's all 72 counties. Dentist Fred. the Dennis Fred rule that the Republicans put in with a Republican majority on the Supreme Court was that Dennis Fred could stay on for 18 months. Well, if Dennis Fred can stay on for 18 months, Megan Wolf should stay on for as long as it takes to make sure that the Republican trolls, the gerrymandered trolls in their caucus, don't put in Gabelman to replace her, and then have Gabelman say to clerks in Dane, Milwaukee, and in Brown County, that's it, that there are impediments to students and minorities voting, because that's the other thing here. Now, what's going to happen? The Senate, the state Senate, the gerrymandered trolls in the state Senate who have betrayed Wisconsin, who are no good, they said an August 29 hearing, which I think is this coming Tuesday. Josh Call said, don't even think of holding it. Now, what kind of sway does Josh Call have? He has a lot of sway. The law in Wisconsin is that an attorney general's opinion is not binding on the Supreme Court, but it's entitled to be given great weight. And I'm very, very thinking that Janet Protasiewicz and the rest of them will go, there's great weight I'm going to put on that. And Megan Wolf stays in administrator, and we keep fraud out of the state. Excellent. Just absolutely excellent. And thank Josh Call for doing that. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Well, that's good news with Josh. Thank you, Josh. You know, the Republicans ran on Joe Biden's policies. Number one was infrastructure. They voted against it and then ran for it to get reelected. And that's the hypocrisy of the Republican Party. Thanks, Matt.
Right. They do. And there's a guy I love in Alabama, a really bad Trumper. And he rails on and on about hard infrastructure, the socialism and communism. We can't have it. It ends up he gets a bridge in his district that everybody wanted. And he poses for pictures. He said, look at the bridge I got you. This is going on. I mean, are Republican voters waking up to this? I hope they are. One final thing I want to throw in and before we go on, and it is this. The Republicans just filed a motion in the Supreme Court of Wisconsin to bar Janet Protasiewicz from sitting in on gerrymander cases. Not to bar the bad Bradley, Rebecca Grassl Bradley, because, you know, there are two Bradleys, Rebecca Grassl Bradley and Ann Walsh Bradley. Ann Walsh Bradley is running for election. She's the good Bradley who stands for democracy and stands for certifying elections. Rebecca Grassl Bradley is the one who wouldn't certify by Biden. But by 4-3, now that there is the Protasiewicz addition to that court, they're being asked to say, Rebecca Grassl Bradley, the bad Bradley, has already opined on redistricting and said it's fine. And Protasiewicz in the campaign simply said, I've looked at these maps. They don't look right, but I will keep an open mind, read the briefs. These Republicans, the trolls, the gerrymandered trolls, want to throw Protasiewicz off the case, but not Rebecca Grassl Bradley. Now, you know, enough's enough. You can have a guy in Alabama running around going, look at the bridge I brought back after I tried to knife the bridge, okay? And that's happened in the Republican districts all around the country. But this is Wisconsin. We're a little more alert to this kind of stuff. So spread the word. They have filed a motion in the Supreme Court to bar. Well, it ain't going to work, and she should sit on it. And I just want her to hear this from all of us. Sit on it because Gabelman and others sat on motions to recuse them and said no. 4-3, this should be busted. Maybe 5-2, I hope so. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay tuned for a great show. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute, signing off for today.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.